Bless your name, Father. Glory to your name. We're expecting great things in this place. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you the service belongs to you, so we bless you right now. We thank you that you can say what you want to say and change us how you want to change us. And we are yielded and open to your ways. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Matthew chapter 22. Welcome to our online viewers. I want to say that to you. Welcome to our online viewers and our Zoom viewers. What we do, we used to call Tuesday night training in the Word. Called Tuesday Night Live, we used to call it training in the Word, a Bible study. But we started calling it training in the Word because what we do is we calm down and we train in the Word of God to see what He's developing us to be and what He's calling us to be. And we kind of dig into the Word. There's not a lot of preliminaries, but we actually do some straight up training. Amen. Matthew chapter 22. And I want to read this one scripture. How many of y'all was at camp meeting last week? Amen. If y'all watching online, camp meeting was something different. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have those meetings and you get excited about it and you can feel the excitement in the air, but it was something bigger than excitement last week. It was something different. I just can't describe it. If you haven't had a chance to listen, go back and listen. Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. We'll read it together. You can put it on the screen. Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. You can bring that podium, Brother Lawrence. I'm going to use it. Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. Let's read it together. Ready, read. For many are called, but few are chosen. I want you to read it again. Ready, read.
For many are called, but few.
One more time.
For many are called, but few are chosen.
I had a chance to start a message last Tuesday about being chosen. And you, being chosen, you don't get to be the chosen by asking God to pick you.
Right.
They got what they call in the streets right now. They call them a pick me. And nobody likes a pick me. Pick me, ooh, pick me, pick me, ooh, look at me, pick me, pick me, pick me. Pick me, pick me, pick me. Look, just shut up. I'm going to pick you if you were being picked. Pick me, pick me, ooh, ooh, ooh. They always trying to be in the front. Always trying to be in the face. Sometimes they call them teacher's pet. Sometimes they call them a brown noser. Anybody know what that means? Right? Just pick me, ooh, 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 pick me. It's aggravating. Pick me, pick me, pick me. Right? But you don't get to be chosen because you're a pick me. So all of our, you got to catch me and don't feel no kind of way. But all of our sometimes Christian acrobats is not what gets us chosen. Sometimes we have pick me prayers and pick me worship and pick me fasting and pick me dedication and pick me ministry school and pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me, Jesus. Ooh, use me. Use me, Lord. But He's going to use whoever He sees fit to use.
Amen.
You don't get chosen because you want to be chosen.
Right.
And a lot of times some of y'all think you want to be chosen, but you don't know what you're choosing for. You won't be chosen until you get there and they tell you what you chose for.
That's very good right
here. Let's say it again. Read it again. Ready, read. For many are called, but few are chosen. So they got a lot of people getting called. All of us are called. A bunch of people. But what's the difference between the called and the chosen? I had a chance to go over it last Tuesday, but I'm going to dig a little deeper in it. I thought I was teaching a lesson, but He told me you was being a lesson. He said He was actually being a message. And I never knew it. He said, you're doing it now. I didn't know I was doing it. He said, you're doing it now. And I sometimes I get ahead of myself, and I don't want to do it tonight, but I'm going to go ahead and just say it because I want to say it. The Father wants your choice.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Say this, say the Father.
The Father.
Come on, say Father God,
Father God
wants my choice.
Wants my choice.
Say it again, say Father God,
Father God
wants my choice.
Wants my choice.
One more time, Father God,
Father God
wants my choice.
Wants my choice.
Now notice, I didn't say He wanted me to choose Him. There's a difference. A lot of people choosing God. They sign up at the altar when they pray the prayer. They feel like they chose God. Even though scripture says you think you found God, but you didn't find Him. He found you. I didn't say God wants you to choose Him. There's a lot of people that are choosing God. No, God wants your choice. Say, God wants my choice. Now, it gets kind of heavy and it's kind of tough when we get in a certain place in life and we develop some things and we developed our way of living and we develop what we think we're doing and we got our careers and our families and we have things in order like we think we're supposed to be order. And then God comes and says, and shakes it up a little bit, a lot of it actually. But it becomes difficult when you think you have some things. Truth of the matter is, ain't nothing you got that wasn't given to you already. I pray this prayer all the time when we do the offering, and I ain't giving you nothing but you gave me in the first place. What would I have if it wasn't for God in the first place? Well, first of all, I wouldn't even have life if it wasn't for God choosing to give me life. I ain't asked to be here. Y'all didn't ask to be here. Ain't none of y'all was like, ooh, pick me, send me to earth. No, God had a time and a day with some people that were put together and had a plan. Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you, says that Jeremiah. Before you, I ordained you a prophet to the nation. Before you were formed in the belly, you had no.
Come on, sir.
We get to earth and start having thoughts and we get choosy.
Yes, sir.
Like we start picking stuff. Yeah. Well, I don't want to pray like that. I want to pray like this. Well, I don't want to give like that. I don't want to give like this. Well, and now it's a buffet. Life becomes a spiritual buffet. You get to pick what kind of religion you want to be. I get to pick how I want to believe. Well, I don't like that over there, so I'm going to that church.
Come on, sir.
Well, I don't like the way they do it, so I'm going to do it like the Methodists. I'm going to do it like the Episcopals. I'm going to do it like the Catholics. Why we got so many choices?
Yes, sir.
Seems like our choices are the thing that's tripping us up. We choosing so much, we don't know we chosen. I'm going to say it again. We are so busy choosing and making choices that we never sit down in our chosenness. Say, I am chosen. Come on, say it again. Say, I am chosen. Say it again. Say, I am chosen. Now, it was never, I don't have to keep choosing. I am chosen. Say it.
I am chosen.
But the enemy wants to keep us deceived and keep us picking.
All right.
Come on.
Genesis chapter 2. And I want to say it again. Genesis chapter 2. We're going to read it in a second. God is not asking you to choose him. And sometimes people think they choose God. Now they think they deep. Now we think we didn't made it. I'm a good Christian now. Nah, because I chose God. I chose him. I could have chose the streets. But we say, remember my day. I could have chose all kind of, but I chose God. And now I done chose God. Look, I'm holy now. I ain't got nothing to do with nothing. God says he wants your choice. And the best way I can describe it is if this object was a choice, God wants you to give that to him. Like if your choice was a thing, he don't want you to use it. He wants you to give it to him. Let him choose for you.
Amen.
I'll say it again. Let God choose for you. I'll say it again. Let God choose for you. Who gonna make the better choice? You or God? I'm gonna ask you again. Who gonna make the better choice? You or God? For I know the plans that I have for you. He keeps telling us over and over again, but for some kind of reason, we keep getting deceived over and over again, too. We keep thinking life is like Burger King. Have it.
No way. Come on, sir.
Jesus said, I am the way. Yes. Ain't no other way but this one.
Come on now.
Genesis chapter 2. And I'm gonna start at, let's see. Verse 7, the Lord God formed the man from dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You know, before that, God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, right? Yeah. He starts building the garden and all these different things. And then he says, verse 15, it says, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden and to dress it and to keep it. So now we got instructions. He took the man and put him there.
Yes, sir.
He asked the man which way he wanted to go. He didn't ask him which side, where you want to live at. He took the man and put him in the garden to dress it and to
keep it.
And the Lord God, people thought the commandment started with Moses. No, the commandment started in Genesis.
That's right. That's right.
All right. We got this debate about the grace and the law and all that, right? Well, before Moses even came down with those commandments, God had already commanded some things. Right. What a command does, a command relinquishes your ability to choose. But we're westernized. They call us westernized. We're in America right now. We got freedom of speech.
Right.
Freedom of choice. All men are created equal.
Right.
Ain't nowhere in the Bible. I'll say it again. Y'all thought that was a scripture, huh? All men are created equal. That ain't in the Bible. God ain't never said that. He said every man got the measure of faith.
Right.
But we so choosy. Our choices are what's getting us in trouble. Our choices are what's limiting us.
Amen.
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. We're choosing. The Lord God commanded the man.
Mm-hmm.
John 15, Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments.
Right.
We're talking about love, huh?
Yes,
and the Lord God commanded the man. There's no choice, there's no conversation.
Right.
He didn't discuss it with the man. Hey, man, what you want to do?
Right. That's good, yeah.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden. Now, the first commandment is this. Here's the first commandment. The every tree of the garden you may freely eat. That sounds like a good deal, ain't it?
Yeah.
I make the garden, put it together. You don't know where you came from. I breathed into you, and now you alive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like all we got here. Some of y'all don't remember nothing before 2 years old.
Uh-huh.
If that.
Right.
How in the world am I walking around here with thoughts and feelings now?
My.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
Making choice.
Amen.
Yep. Commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. A lot of times in Western culture, we don't like this message that I'm about to say right now because you want to do what you want to do. I'm my own man.
Come on,
I'm my own woman. I can do what I want to do.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people don't like order.
Right.
Amen.
There's a lot of people that left this ministry because of order. Because
yeah.
Apostle, we ain't playing no games.
Right.
Right, there's order. Everybody say order.
Order.
So some people don't want order because they've got so drunk with freedom.
Yeah.
Or what I call fake freedom.
Right.
It's not freedom if I get to choose to bust my head. If I get to choose to put myself in a position where I'm going to harm myself worse, that's not freedom, that's fake freedom.
Yeah. It's good.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree. So now the conversation with God begins with a command. It doesn't begin with a discussion. It doesn't begin with a belief. It doesn't begin, we're not even hearing nothing about belief and faith right now. There's a command. And he commands the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat. That's a good deal.
That's right.
Verse 17, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shall not eat. You shall not eat. You can eat everywhere else.
Right.
Matter of fact, I'm commanding you to eat everywhere else. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shall not eat. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely
die.
In the day that thou eatest thereof, and you got to look at the tree. I want you to see the character of the tree. It's already looking like a choice. Tree of knowledge of what? Ain't you living your life that way?
Yeah.
You're trying to do good and eschew evil. Now we're trying to pick what's good, what's evil.
Right.
I do this in my class all the time. If you've been in my class, you know, murder, good or bad? Come on, yell it out. Murder, good or bad?
Yeah.
It's bad, huh? Until somebody's trying to murder you.
Right.
And then you murder them back because they keep your life. Now it's a... I mean, it ain't that good, but it's gooder than you. Gooder. It's gooder than you dying, ain't it? We can't decipher. I've had situations sometimes where you try to help somebody and do something for somebody, and you try to do it because you feel a way. God ain't say it, but you felt a way. And what you did hindered the person more than helped them. I keep on remembering hearing the apostle say, don't ever take my place. Don't ever try to do something to try to take my place. Sometimes there's a lesson being learned. But if I'm basing off of good and evil and not God's will, then I begin to pick the things that look good to me. And it could be the thing that destroys the person or handicaps the person or takes them further down in a pit than they were already. In that day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now you got to pay attention to God, because God wants your choice. Say, God wants my choice. Come on, say it again. Say, God wants my choice. Come on, one more time. Say, God wants my choice. God wants me to give up my ability to choose. Ain't no preacher going to preach that to you. He wants you to give up your ability to choose.
That's right.
He wants you to take your ability to choose and give it to him.
Yes, sir.
You almost feel empowered when you get a choice, don't you? You feel like, oh, I got some power. No. Yeah, the choice is there and it's important, but now he wants you to give it back to him. Because in that day that you eat thereof, you'll surely die. What God does, and he's been doing it since the beginning of time. I can take you from story to story to story to story to story. He's been doing the same thing. He's sitting there and he wants you to realize that he knows what's best for you.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
But God is not going to choose for you.
Right.
He's going to put an opportunity right there and see what you do with that choice.
That's right.
Now, a lot of us are taking that. We're trying to choose good. Good's still on that tree.
Wow. Yeah.
All my good deeds. I did a good thing. That's still on that tree. That's still on the tree he told me not to partake from. You telling me I could do all of a bunch of good stuff and still surely die? Well, we're seeing it all day long. Why people pray and die? Why people give and die? It's a good thing. This is God, though.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Did I give my choice to God? I'm going to challenge you. Am I giving my ability to choose to God? Now, it's hard. It's hard right now. I know. I understand. No, it's really not hard, but it's hard because we got things.
Yes, sir.
We got stuff now.
Uh-huh.
We got lives and legacies and all that stuff that we be talking about. But am I giving my ability to choose to God?
Jesus.
And we go over and over. Go to Genesis, I think it's chapter 22. Just flip right over. God is going to put you in a position, and I'm going to read the first chapter, the first verse of 22 in a second, and it's going to show you what he was doing in the garden in the beginning. He's constantly doing to us. He constantly doing it to us. I don't want nobody to love me because I got a gun to their head. Because is that love? You better love me. Of course, everybody going to say, yeah, I love you with all my heart. But I don't want no robot love.
No.
Right.
I don't want you to love me because you got to. Don't love me because you're scared to go to hell. I'll be telling people that all the time, talking about, we signed up for you. No, you didn't. You signed up not to go to hell. That's why you got saved. We gotta get you back to the beginning. You really scared of that fire that preacher preached about. That ain't, that'll never go out. And it came to pass after these things, talking about Abraham right now, right? Now, I don't have time to go to verse 12. He told Abraham, get out from your family, from your kingdom to the land. I'm going to show you. I'm going to bless you, make your blessings. All the families of earth be blessed. I'm going to bless them that bless you, curse them that curse you. And he was telling Abraham, Abraham never understood what God was showing him about himself, but he was still going and following the instructions. And it came to pass, verse 1, and it came to pass after these things that God did what?
Canceled.
Yeah. Abraham had done a bunch of stuff since then. Mm-hmm. He left his family. He went out where the Lord told him to go, and into no man's land. There was nothing there. He's listening and getting the instructions, listening to the commandments, listening to what God's telling him to do. And get to this point, and now God's still testing him. You say, I've been saved for a long time. I ain't drank in years. whatever your thing is, whatever you think. I ain't done that in a long time. I ain't said them words in a long time, right? It was a long time. I've been on a long time traveling with the Lord. Oh, I did what you told me to do, God. Here he go. And it came to pass after these things. I mean, after all these things Abraham did, it was so good. After these things, that God didn't tempt Abraham. Why? I used to wonder. I said, why? God, dog. See, now we think about the wrong way because we think, everybody think, I'm going to get your mind right about the Garden of Eden. Can I get y'all right about the Garden of Eden? We be thinking about utopia. You know, ain't no, everything is perfect. Everything. No, he put him in there to work.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, address and to keep it.
That's right. Yes,
he said, you name the animals. Mm-hmm. I'm about to put you to work. I'm about to put you to purpose.
Yes, sir.
You ain't there just to lay around all day. Some people are going to be fooled by heaven, boy. Heaven, they going, heaven, we going to shout all day. Okay. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Okay. We get that from our Americanized mindset. Yeah. Everybody want to get off from work. Yeah. Everybody want a day off. I understand. Everybody I just want to get enough money so I ain't got to go work no more.
Come on, Tim.
Y'all know I ain't lying. Come on, everybody say amen. Amen. Come on, everybody say amen. Amen. One more time, say amen. And I don't know your job, so your job might need you to give a day off or whatever, but that's all we be working towards. I just want enough to take my family on vacation. I just want enough so I can live out my life in peaceable. And happy. But where's purpose? Where's purpose? But see, be not conformed, this is Romans, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't take the form of the system, because the system has you going forward for wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And then you get that thing that the system been dangling in front of you. Been dangling in front of you, got you running all over the place, dangling with a little piece of carrot. And then you finally get it and realize it ain't it.
Mm.
So we've been conformed. Can I talk about it for a minute? We've been conformed. So now when you're conformed to a thing, you begin to function like that thing. And we function like that thing in the name of Jesus. We try to smear a little Jesus name on top of it. I'm gonna cover this with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to cover these system ways with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to pray real hard. And if I pray hard enough, he's going to make it work. No, be not conformed. Be transformed.
Yes,
by the how? Renewing of your mind. I always say this, Mama, I can't renew something that wasn't new at first.
Amen.
So in order to renew something, it should have been something at first. What was I at first?
Oh, my.
Who am I at first? Who am I at first time that God thinks about me?
My God.
Who? What is that intention? But I can't get there if I keep choosing.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
That's good.
I keep trying to take the scriptures and put the scriptures on my life. What I'm believing for. What God believing for. You ain't never asked that, huh? God, what you believe? God, what are you believing for? Y'all, we know how to believe for stuff. Come on. Amen. Amen. You got your few scriptures. You made a few confessions. You got your affirmations and all that stuff together, don't you?
Amen.
Yeah, I know. I know you do. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
You got it because you're believing for whatever that thing is. You're believing for. What God believing for?
Yeah.
How big is God's belief?
What?
We don't know unless we give up our choice.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us got a number that we believing for that's too small for God.
Yeah.
Some of us got a plan that we believe for that's limiting God. He keeps telling us, exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. That means, as far as I can think and ask, he said, it's above that.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
But the territory, Mike, that he's going to take you in, it's uncharted territory. That means you can't go there on your own.
Come on, Terrell.
You have to be escorted into that level.
Yes, sir.
But I can't get escorted into that level until I stop choosing the level I want to be on.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to hear me. Y'all got to hear me. He wants your choice. Say, God wants my choice. Come on, say it again. Say, God wants my choice. Come on, say it one more time. God wants my choice.
God wants my choice.
He's looking to and fro. The Bible talking about he to and fro. Going through the earth trying to find somebody that'll give up their choice to him. But he hardly can't find nobody. Can he find somebody in the room? Right now with us. You've just been making choices in Jesus' name. Now we talk about the grace and mercy of God. Well, grace has been covering our choices. And grace is becoming frustrated because he's trying to tell you, you are graced for more than that. And it came to pass other things that God did tempt Abraham. I prayed all week, tempt Abraham. I fasted for a month, tempted Abraham.
For real, yeah.
So God, are you tempting me? The word tempt, another word for tempt is testing you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everything that's put out in life, it goes through a series of tests to make sure it's good enough for the public. But I gotta test it. I know all y'all came here in cars, right? Okay, nobody came horseback, okay. Those cars were tested and tried before it was put on the market for you. We gotta make sure that it is what we say it is. But the only way I can find out if it is what I said it is if I test it. I got to put a little pressure on it.
Uh-huh. Come on, sir.
I got to put a little heat on it.
Yeah.
Try it in the fire.
Yeah.
I got to put it in a position that ain't too comfortable.
Yeah. All right.
To see what it's made of.
Come on.
What am I made of? Well, I know I'm made in the image of God, but how can I know the image of God unless I be tested? Who better to test me than God?
Yes.
I'm made in the image of God, so who better to test me than God? God tempted Abraham. Said to Abraham, he said to him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here am I. That sounds real good, don't it?
Uh-huh.
Come on, here am I, Lord, your servant. Here, use me, Lord.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Got the right answer.
Uh-huh.
Your quick answer. Here, I'm right here. What you need? What you want from me, Lord? Verse 2. And he said, take now thy son. Then he gets specific. Thine only son. And he called his name Isaac. So he couldn't be, are you talking about my spiritual son, Lord? Or which one? No. Take your only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. Oh, God, how are you describing this? Whom thou lovest. And get thee into the land of Moriah. And offer him what?
Yeah.
Offer him there for a burnt offering on the mountains, which I tell thee of. So I'm not even going to tell you which mountain yet. I just need you to go take your son, your only son, Isaac. Sound like only son, John 3, only son. It's a preliminary to something. Your only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. So y'all ain't beefing, y'all ain't got no problem. He's not just I'll throw him in the fire. No, you love this man.
Yeah.
And it's your only son. And I don't have time to go to the story, but y'all know how Isaac got there.
Yes, sir.
Isaac got there. Isaac was a child of Abraham's old age.
Yes.
Isaac was a promise about his blessing.
That's right.
He said, Lord, say I'm going to bless you. He said, how you going to bless me seeing I ain't got no seed?
That's right.
You can read up in further in Genesis. He said, how you going to bless me? I don't have no heir. Now, God ain't told him he needed an heir. Then we go choosing again.
That's right.
See, God got to test him with his choice.
Right.
Isaac was Abraham's choice. God told Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I don't have time to go there. He said, I'm going to bless you, make you a blessing. He didn't say nothing about I'm going to bless you when you have some kids. I'm going to bless you when you got a legacy. He didn't say any of that. He said, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you a blessing. See, all the families of the earth be blessed. I'm going to bless those that bless you. He said, everywhere you set your foot is yours. There was a commandment. He commanded him to be blessed. You want me to tell you the truth? Let me give you a quick one for you right now. You are commanded to be blessed. We've been flipped because we think we got to do something to be blessed, but he's already commanded you to be blessed. No. He's not allowed it. He's commanded it.
Yeah.
No, y'all not hearing me. He's not making blessings available to you. You have been commanded to be blessed. You know, when there's a commandment, I just said, when there's a commandment, it takes away your choice. You have no choice. Come on, say it. I got no choice but be blessed. Come on, say it again. I have no choice but be blessed. I think it's still going over your head, because if it was hitting your head, you'd be screaming right now. I have no choice but be blessed, because you were commanded to be blessed. See, what we don't understand is when we give God our choice, he always chooses the thing that he had for us initially. It's always going to be better than what you were going to choose. You get it? It's going to be exceeding abundantly above what you were going to choose. So what he does is, see, we got to get this junk out of our mind. We're drunk. We're drunk with fake freedom. We're drunk with it. They say, let no man be more high, think more high than the other thing, but think soberly. The opposite of sobriety is drunk. We've become intoxicated with the system. And now we walk around making decisions. We driving drunk. We got these spiritual DUIs.
Go ahead, man of God.
Driving under, we're driving under the influence. Yes. What influence are we driving under?
Come on, now.
And you have to be mindful. I don't have time to go back, but you have to be mindful, because the tree of life was in the midst of the garden and the other tree was right there. Yes. And the way they described it was, it looked good to eat. I don't care what it looked good for. I was commanded not to eat from that tree. And I'm sure the person that brought me here, made me here, created me, knows better than I know. So I know if he told me not to touch that tree, there's got to be a good reason that I shouldn't touch that tree. See, God's command is your real freedom. You ain't seen freedom yet. You don't know freedom. The land of the free, the home of the brave. Where? You don't know freedom. We got to come down off this high. Off this American high.
Right.
These first world problems.
Right.
You ever heard of first world problems? We complain about little stuff when people don't even have the stuff that you complain about.
Right.
We got to come. Come on. Come on, y'all. Come on. We got to sober up. Everybody say sober up. Look at your neighbor and tell them sober up. Hey, we got to sober up. We out here drunk, we don't know. We got to sober up. We're driving under influence. We're doing under influence, and we don't know that we're doing it under an influence.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that the word, that the name Satan really means, literally means an evil influence?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And he's slick.
Oh, yeah.
Surely you ain't going to die.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did he really tell you can't eat from all the trees? And that's it right here. See, that's it when you entertain. See, you entertain, then now I got you guessing. Now double my demand is a... Now you got me guessing. Well, he didn't say it that way. I guess I can find a loophole. That's the same old game. And that loophole will be there, turned to a noose. You trying to get the loophole up? Oh, got you. Same old game. The game don't change.
That's right.
How long? Jesus said, how long I'm going to be with y'all?
Come on.
How long are we going to do the same thing over again? How long are we going to keep eating off this tree?
Have mercy, Jesus.
Listen to me, y'all. How long are we going to keep eating off of our knowledge of good and evil?
Yeah.
So what God is going to do, God wants your will. He wants your choice. He wants your will. I don't want your will to be about me. I want the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
I want your will.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Give me your wants. Once again, this westernized, this, I know Paul said something about leading the word of faith. What we learned was confessing, believing, and receiving. Confessing and believing and receiving. Confessing and believing and receiving. You will have what you say. Y'all heard that scripture before, huh?
Yeah.
You can have what you say, huh? Until you go up a little further, it says have faith in God. Yeah, Mark 11, 22 says have faith in God. So you can't have what you say till you have faith in God. Because if I have faith in God, then what I say is what God says. If my faith, if my belief, if my speaking, if my confession, if my affirmation is in God, then what's coming out next is what God says. It's the word of God. But we skip. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you what?
Desires of your heart.
Yeah, yeah. He gonna give you the desires of your heart. He gonna give you what you're desiring. No, no. He not gonna give you what's on your list that you think you're desiring. You gotta catch me. He not give you what you want. Oh, I want this. I want that over there. I want this. I want that. That ain't what he's saying. He said, I'm actually going to give you a desire. I'm going to give you what your desire is. I'm going to take that other desire out and show you what your original desire is. So you don't really know what you desire. Many times we don't really know what we desire because we drunk. We under the influence. So when we under the influence, we don't know what we're going to desire. We can't even see straight. Everything blurry. Let me get back to this. I'm going to get back to this in a second. Let me talk to you. You don't even know who you are. You don't know it. You don't know it. You've been saved a long time. Amen. God bless that. That's been the gateway. You just been in the gateway. You ain't got there yet. I've been praying a long time. You have no idea. You have no idea. Listen to me. You have no idea who you are. Who you are is much more than you've ever heard of. It's much more than anybody's ever told you before. This is who you are. But I've got to come off that high to sit down in my real self. And the way that I come off the high is I give my choice back to God. Now, sometimes our theologians, our good Christians, about to search in their mind the scriptures of how I get to pick things. I get to pick things. I can pray for this. I can have this. He told me I can have this. I can have this. I can have this. Yeah, yeah, I get it. See, God loves us.
Yeah.
Y'all say God loves me. Come on, say it again. God loves me. Come on, say it again. God loves me. So because God loves us, he's going to work with us sometimes. But just because God allows something doesn't mean that's his will. I said it too in the camp meeting. We want a king. Y'all don't need a king. But we want a king. But y'all don't need a king. We want a king. God says, okay. And he finds Saul and anoints Saul as the king that they want. Was that God's will? Did God intend for Saul? No, but the people wanted it so bad. They chose to have a king. And then we see how that ends up for them. You don't know who you are. You haven't given up enough will to really see who you really are. Don't tell me nothing about it ain't got nothing to do with no age. Caleb started going at age 80 to take the mountain. I gotta give my will up. I gotta give up my choice. God has been putting grace on the choices that I've been making and been keeping me alive. Thank you. I ain't by myself. Thank you, Lord. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Right.
Like I really don't need nobody to hold my hand walking across the street no more because I know how to look both ways. Like I asked a friend of mine one time, when the last time your mama told you to take a bath? And he groaned. He looked at me like, what? I said, when the last time you needed your mama to tell you you need to take a bath? He said, oh, it's been since I've been little. Why? Because you're grown.
Amen.
You already know this. You don't need a leading for that. You're grown. This is what grown people do. Herein is our love made perfect. Ephesians 4 talking about the perfecting of the saints. Mm-hmm. I was talking to some young kids the other day. I had to go to Southern. Some young kid, they said, well, ain't nobody perfect. I said, you got the word wrong. You say ain't nobody flawless. Because flawless is where we didn't come up in the system.
Yeah.
Right? But perfection is maturity.
Amen.
Yeah, this is a perfect chair. It might not be one you want to have at your kitchen table because it don't match.
Right.
But the chair is perfect. Because it fulfills
the purpose.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So perfection. Why are you asking for perfection? Because he know you're growner than that. But the system got us running around like kids. You know why they want us running around like kids and choosing? You can have what you want. You can have what you want. Because as long as I keep you as a child, I always can control you. Yeah, I control you with all the airwaves. Everything come on TV, you believe it. Everything they say on the radio, you believe it. Because we're a child. When we give our choice to God, he grows us up. Tempted Abraham. Tested this man. I thought I did enough, God. No, it's not about doing enough. You don't know who you are enough. I got some more levels of you, which is really me on the inside of you, that I'm trying to reveal to you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to reveal it to you through reading. Mm-hmm. I'm going to test you.
Mm. Yes. My God.
I'm going to put that pressure on you.
That's it right there.
Live and direct. And offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains without tell thee, oh Lord Jesus, you want me to take my son that I prayed and believed and prayed in tongues for, and I had a confession for. You promised me Isaac. God said, I don't care. Don't nobody care. Bring it here. And this is how I know. See, sometimes when people hear this message too, they start saying, well, God told me. I can do this because God told me. I'll never forget. I hear when I talk to people and the apostles say, when somebody come to me and say, well, God told me to do this, that's like, shut up. You can't tell me nothing because God told me. Well, God told me to do this, so don't even try to have no order. Because God told me. Don't nobody care. God told you so. God told him to give you Isaac too. And then also God told him, bring him here. Right. Well, God gave it to me. So? What they got to do with anything? You're identifying with Isaac more than you're identifying with me.
That's good.
Are you telling me you want Isaac more than you want me?
Come on now, man.
Are you telling me, hold on now. Are you telling me that you want Isaac more than you want who I'm telling you you are? And you got to, I can't really get into it, but you got to understand the symbolism that God is so, you got to slow down and read him.
Yes,
right? You just can't take the Bible as a bunch of principles. The Bible is a living person. It's a living personality. And I start realizing when he's telling him, take Isaac and offer Isaac, Abraham hears he's killing my legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's killing my identity. Right. I am killing your identity. Exactly. That's exactly what I want to murder.
Right.
Because that one you're living ain't the one I'm giving.
Come on, Jesus.
Verse 3, Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, took two young men with him. Isaac, his son, cleared the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went to the place which God had told him. So he still got to be listening. Did you turn it off when God tried to ask you for what you ain't want to give? Remember now, God said, to a place I'm going to show you. Yeah, man, he's going to try your faith. He's going to tempt you through and through. I'm not about to tell you where the mountain at. You go get Isaac first, then I'm going to tell you where it's at. I'm going to see if you're going to do that first. Go grab Isaac first.
First.
So test. Everybody say a test. Stop running from them tests. Can I talk to y'all for a minute? Could you stop running from the test? Stop rebuking the test.
Come on.
You know, Jesus said, resist not evil. You ain't never read that scripture, huh? Rebuke the devil and he'll flee from you. Yeah, that's what they said over in the epistles. But Jesus says, resist not evil. Because when the evil shows up, I gotta, the Lord showed me something. He said, when the evil shows up, it becomes your proof of victory. Because if it shows up, it shows up, that means, the battle about to go on, but you already won.
Yeah.
It showed that you're winning already.
Yeah.
If ain't no temptation coming, you ain't doing nothing.
All right, now.
Stop rebuking the test. You rebuke the test in school? Lord, let this cup pass from me. Lord, if you can, let this test pass from me. No, you sit your behind now and you prepare for the test. Now, whether you was a studier for weeks or a crammer, I was a crammer. I ain't got no shame in my game. Right? But you prepared for that test.
That's right, sir.
Because you understood that unless I pass this test, if I don't pass this test, I'm sitting in this desk again next year.
Come on now.
And the only way to the next grade
is
through a test. You don't get to the next grade without a test.
That's right.
Lord, if you can't let this cup pass for me, let the test pass. Or you let the test pass, you let the grade pass.
Mm.
Now you're stuck.
That's very good. Very good.
Good teaching.
Thank you, Lord.
I went to the place God told him. God, dog, I ain't getting nowhere. Because God told him. On third day, Abraham lived the third day. You mean I had to deal with this for 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
Third day. Y'all catch the shadow.
Yes, sir.
Y'all catch the shadow.
Yes, sir.
How many, on what day?
Third.
Okay. And on the third day. So you mean to tell me I had to deal with this for 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
I had grief before my son left me. I was grieving while he was still living. Sometimes God gonna ask you for stuff that's gonna make you grieve. Listen. There's some seeds God gonna tell you to plant that's gonna make you grieve. If you ain't never grieved after sowing, you ain't really sowed before. Let me tell you something. There's some seed that you sow, you just feel like there's a loss in the family. You wake up in the middle of the night, feel like something left you. So through 3 days, I got to deal with this. And God ain't coming back and say nothing about it. It's going to be okay. And he ain't say none of that. Give him to me. It might not be okay. So what? I'm God. Abraham said to his young men, abide ye here with the ass and I'll let go up yonder and worship and come again to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, laid upon Isaac, his son, took the fire. In his hand and a knife. And then went both of them together. Isaac spoke up. Sometimes your choice is going to speak up. What you want, going to speak up. But didn't you pray for me? Ain't I a gift from God to you? Didn't you believe and didn't you get up in church and gave a testimony? You testified about me. You can't get rid of me now. What will the people think? Don't nobody care. I just speak up. Abraham and said, my father. He said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. The same thing he told God. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? I would have asked the same thing. Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Now he'd already provided the lamb. He just said, you the lamb, son. And he came to the place that God had told him of. Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood and all and bound Isaac, his son. God dog it. I need y'all to get the symbolism of what's going on. I need y'all to get the understanding of what's going on. He take him up there and then he binds his son. A certain way they did the offering and the sacrifice. Did the cattle, the calf that had to bind their legs together so they can't run off. And lay him there a certain way. And he takes his son and bind him up like that. We talking about little stuff you trying to, little stuff. Little choices. Bind him up. Bound Isaac, his son, to keep describing him that way. And laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. How far will you go?
Yeah, that's it, sir.
When God commands.
Yeah.
Now, God ain't about to ask y'all for none of y'all children. Because he already got a child sacrifice.
Yeah.
His only son.
Yeah.
Oh, but he going to put that pressure on you.
Yeah.
Jesus. Verse 11, and the angel. We're talking about the angel Sunday. Well, y'all remember that, huh? Talking about the angels, right? The angel of the Lord called him out of heaven and said, Abraham. Abraham said, he said, here am I. He said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything to him. For now I know.
That's good.
What a place to be.
You mean tell me God ain't know before? Oh, so God didn't know. I thought God, hold on. I thought he all knowing. He omniscient. God knows everything, don't he?
Right.
I can't hear y'all. That's what he said. God know everything, huh?
Yes.
Well, why he say, now I know.
Yeah.
Now I know thou fearest God. Seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, he describes it again, thine only son from me. Now I know. I give you the test and now I know. But I don't know nothing before then. Lord, I serve you for the rest of my life. I don't know.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Until there's a test.
Yeah.
See, what God will do is like the Red Sea. He put your back up against the wall when you ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
You know, we thought Moses had all his faith. And he told him, stretch the rod. Moses got a lot of faith. Moses ain't had no choice. What else is he going to do? Army behind him.
Right.
Red Sea in front of him. All these people expecting him, you know, made us follow. And we to follow to the die. He put Moses in a position where I had to give up my choice.
Amen.
Stretch the rod.
Yeah.
That's actually the best spots.
Amen.
When you're back against the wall and you ain't got nowhere else to turn. I can't hear y'all. When your back is against the wall and there's nowhere else to turn, that's when y'all hear from heaven. And God will speak and your faith will be elite because you ain't got nowhere else to go. Your choices make your faith weak. Oh. Oh, your choices make you be able to choose something that's a weaker version of yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Oh.
That's good.
So when he pushing you to the edge, stop pushing back. He gonna let you push back. He gonna keep pushing, he gonna let you push back. Oh, you don't wanna go, you don't wanna go. All right, so many are called, but chosen a few. They can't be chosen. Let me tell you something. They're going to be many going to say, Lord, Lord, I was a member of Word of Life Christian Center. He going to say, depart from me. Because now I know that thou fearest God.
Yes.
He going to depart from me. I never knew you. Because I brought them tests, but you ain't want them.
Teacher.
Matthew chapter 4. Go real quick. We are in a time in history where there is we are full of distractions. You got so many options right now. It ain't good to go to a fast food restaurant. But used to be the fast food. My mom used to tell me about a fast food called Burger Delight right there in Prairieville. You go there and get a burger and a drink. You ain't had a list of drinks you can pick from. You get a burger and they got a, you get a shake and a Coke. That's it. You want cheese? That's a wrap. Nothing else. You go to these fast food places right now and they selling burritos, egg rolls. They got everything on there. All these. We live in a society right now, we're full of choices. And these choices, listen to me. You got to stop choosing and give your choice.
That's right.
Stop trying to decipher between the choices. Right. He said, Joseph, I said, Lord, we don't know what to do. We have no idea what to do, but our eyes are on you. So whatever you got, that's where we're going right now. When's the last time? Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit, right? Uh-huh. Everybody will be led by the Spirit of God, huh?
Yes,
I can hear y'all now because we're talking. You want to be led by God? Want to be led by the Spirit?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Into the wilderness. Tempted.
Yeah.
Not just tempted, of the devil. I'll say this, I'm gonna finish reading this. Let me say this clear. I don't know if y'all recognize apostles' ministry is changing.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all see it. It's amped up a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if y'all catching it or not. But it's getting to a point now we can't play no more. What's coming is not your choice is not gonna make it.
That's right.
You're not even gonna know what the choice is. The Bible talks about it'll deceive the very elect.
Yes, sir.
What does that mean? That mean, oh, people watching, oh, my great man of God. Get this.
That's right.
The only guiding light that you have is for your choice to be in his hands.
Amen.
And his choice be your choice. It's all cool right now. I'm telling y'all now. It's all cool right now, and everybody's smiling, and we're going to get something to eat after this. We're going to turn the air conditioner on and lay down and lock the doors tonight. Okay. Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And I ain't got time to go read it all. You go read it for yourself, Matthew 4, right there, read down. But then he starts tempting him about his identity. And he keeps giving Jesus choices. Well, if is a, right, there's a choice. Well, if thou be the Son of God. I know you've been fasting for 40 days. I know you're hungry. Turn this rock into bread so we can go ahead and eat. And Jesus, could Jesus have done it? I can't hear y'all. Could he have done it?
Yes.
It would have been the wrong choice.
Yes.
He would have forfeited his identity for a piece of bread. All through, and I'll say this, then we'll finish. All through history, you keep seeing the test and the temptation. What you gonna do? You gonna do what you wanna do, or you gonna give me the opportunity to do what I wanna do through you? Mm-hmm. But some reason, a lot of them didn't answer the proper way. And we'll talk about this another time. But Jesus is one of the only ones. I was talking about Solomon the other day, and I was talking about Elijah the other day, and how God asked them what they want. They started asking for a double portion. Solomon started asking for wisdom, which didn't work out for him at the end because he didn't ask for the right thing. We're choosing incomplete answers. But here's Jesus, and Jesus says, not my will, but thy will be done. I've immediately given up my choice. It's not what I want. It's what you want.
Yeah.
I see some things. I see some ways it could go. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He don't want you to choose him. He wants your choice. I need you to take that whole choice, box it up, tape it up, and give it to him. And then sit there. They that wait upon the Lord. That's what they're talking about. Give your whole choice to him and just sit there. Some of us are choice addicts. We can't make a choice. Now we get to scratching our neck like we crack addicts or something. There's something wrong with us. Like, I can't keep still. I got to make a choice today. No, you don't. Sit still. Give him your choice and sit still. And see what he chooses for you. Then you'll start seeing yourself unfold. You'll start seeing the truth of you unfold. You'll start seeing some things. Watch this. I'm saying this and I'm done. You'll start seeing those things that you've been praying so hard for. The yoke is easy. It'll start manifesting out of you. You've been praying for God to develop that in you. It's been in you the whole time, but you've been squishing it with your choices. When you give your choice up, it'll flow out of you. Out of our belly should flow rivers, living water. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless your name. We thank you. We receive it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.